This is a special edition of the Lando Calrissian Experience. We're going to be reviewing She's Got to Have It. I had my homegirl Misha come through, and we discussed this last season, first season of Spike Lee's She's Got to Have It. Make you sure you subscribe to the Lando Calrissian Experience on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify soon, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts at. Make sure you lock in there and load that. Email us landocalpod@gmail.com. Stay up on these because these are different reviews we've been coming up with. And stay locked in for the regular show. I appreciate all the love as always. Because we do what we wanna. But you got so much to say. Do what you wanna. Because we do what we wanna. I say, do what you wanna. Because we do what we wanna. I say, do what you wanna. Because we do what we wanna. I say do what you wanna, just we do what we wanna. Guns and goons, jazz and blues, STL, where my roots grow, crabs and buckets, tryna get out, dying to get rich, but nobody showed us how. All right, welcome to, she's got a happy review. I've been telling everybody we've been going to do this. I got my homegirl, Misha. She's been on Stride Low Cash millions of times. Thank you for coming as we could talk about this epic Spike Lee television.
Thank you for having me. I didn't even know it was coming until you mentioned it. Yeah. So I was definitely like, hell yeah. So it got me into TV. I'm not into TV, but I watched it.
So you were more into movies?
Yes. And I watch cooking shows, of course.
That's right.
All day.
That's right. Will we plug anything you got going on?
Oh, yeah. So every month we do what's called Fish and Grits. Mm-hmm. It's a hip-hop brunch experience. DJ Reminisce always spins for us. We do it at a different location every time. So it's a cool pop-up.
It's a secret pop-up.
Correct. Yep. So we never put out the location until after all the tickets are purchased, that kind of thing. But it's always bottomless brunch, bottomless mimosas, DJ, cool vibe. We change up the menu all the time. But of
it's
course,
a lot of women there, fellas.
It's always a lot of women. But this last one that was at 2720, a lot of guys came.
Because they saw the pictures.
Of the, right, exactly. So the last one was hella dope. There was a lot of people playing pool in the arcade game. So that one worked out well. So next month, January 7th, is the next one. Go to culturestl.weebly.com.
There you go. Go and get those tickets. So let's go and get into the show. What was your general thoughts of the show before we kind of break down, you know, a little bit more?
You know, it's hard to generalize it because I think it's hard to generalize people, right? And I have so many different opinions about one show.
Right.
So I thought it was amazing. I thought it touched on a lot of things that are affecting people. I think it is good for women, but I also think that they shouldn't get caught up in TV and try to do what Nola Darling does.
Yeah, Nola.
Because the end result might not be the same.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Every woman can't do what Nola do.
Every woman
can't
do. You
gotta have some heavy, not in being a sexist, you gotta have some balls.
Big balls.
To do
what heavy balls. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, even a dude has to have some balls to do,
right.
Do something like that.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, yo, y'all all know about each other.
Period.
Y'all gonna come to this Thanksgiving dinner.
And I know some guys like that. I definitely know some guys like that.
But they couldn't go as far as she went in.
Yeah.
And I know some people.
And they tried it, but it never worked out like that.
No, it never goes well
it
for
never
men
worked out that. Yeah.
There's also men, we just so, I don't know. I think some of the guys were a little bit too, their ego kept them from making good decisions. I think the whole show is about ego. Everybody's
yeah,
ego.
But you know what my girlfriend said? She said, I wouldn't have left either. We'll get to it. But you know the part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She was like, I wouldn't have left either. She's like,
because of ego.
Yeah.
Like,
she's like, strictly
I'm not going to be the last one.
I'm going to be the last. She said, I'm going to be the last one standing. Unless I wasn't getting any attention. And I said, oh, okay. Well, all right. As long as you get some attention. The male ego.
The male ego.
The male ego.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Nola. What do you feel about Nola as a character?
As a character, I like her. I think she's well written. Mm-hmm. So she's got a lot of depth to her. I think there's actually more to explore. I'm glad you said there's going to be more episodes mm-hmm. because there's a lot to explore. I think there's some things she needs to grow up about.
A lot.
You know? Yeah. I think she's sheltered in a lot of ways, in my opinion, because her reality is skewed. Maybe sheltered isn't the right word.
Her parents are batshit crazy, though.
Yeah,
that's
they are.
Why.
Yeah, she calls her dad Stokely, which is cool, you know. But they are a little crazy. And then, her dad
is crazy.
Her dad is crazy. And so I think, you know, with artistic parents like that, and I love creatives, love creative people, but you know, she, you could tell that she, even before they introduced her parents, I knew they were going to be a little off. And I think that's why her reality is a little different than most.
Yeah, because I'm trying to look up the guy's name. He's my dude, man.
He's been in a lot of movies.
He was, if anybody remember Bamboozle, he's the one that, nigga, is a beautiful thing. He plays, he played the dude.
Snuggy Bear?
No, Bamboozle, his character. Oh, like, okay. It was a crazy name, man.
But didn't he play a pimp in another thing, Snuggy Bear, or...
No, you're thinking of Antoine
that's,
Fargus.
Yeah, Antoine, that's Fargus, what I'm thinking Antoine of. Okay. Fargus.
He's, I'm going to pull this thing up in a second, but he's, I think he might have been on Treme, too.
Oh, and that's one season. I wanted to watch that.
That was something I just never got around to
I love watching. New Orleans, so I wanted to watch it. I got the cookbook, Treme. Though.
It's a Treme cookbook? Mm-hmm. Damn, they was getting money.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
So, I mean, I think Nola was real selfish, though, too.
Extremely.
Like, just the way she kind of moved, even with her friends, how she was like, yo, I'm going to go on with a dick break or something, like, and but then you, just put this other woman into a messed up situation for your...
Yeah, and it wasn't even another woman who feels the same way about her, like, about her life, like, I'm just free.
Yeah.
It was another woman she'd been in a relationship before that liked her, like, loved her. Mm-hmm. So that was hella wrong. But the reason I think she was so jacked up was because she would say things like, if you don't, you know... What would she say? If you don't follow my rules or what I need for myself, then we can't be together. But I'm like, that's completely no compromise. Because what if somebody else felt the same way? But I guess the things they need for themselves, if they match what she needed, then they were okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, how could she find anybody to be with? Because her, it was so lofty.
But see, everybody had ego involved in why they wouldn't challenge her, I feel like. So like with Jamie Overstreet, he had a wife still. You know,
and you know what was so interesting about that? That's one of the, what, probably 1% when men say, I mean, I have a wife, but we're separated or we're on our way out.
I think there's more than 1%, maybe 5%.
Maybe 5%. All right.
It's still low. It's still low.
But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he actually meant that, because a lot of times they be lying. They be in happy, I shouldn't say they be. They are in happy relationships.
No, but see, that's the thing. I think that most dudes think they separated in their mind. They didn't tell their wife yet that they separated. No, they separated. They told their wife they separated.
Ah, see? That's why they believe. I love talking to my homeboys. They teach me stuff.
Oh, they separated. He just didn't inform her.
My grandmother dated this guy, though. Him and his wife were separated, but they were old and didn't want to get a divorce. And they literally lived in the same house in different rooms. The lady was cool with my grandmother. The dude died sleeping with another woman. Anyway, so my grandmother and her ex-dude's wife planned the funeral.
Wow. It's crazy.
He was an Omega.
Lexi. Oh. Makes all the sense in the world now. Lexi's grandmother dated a guy that was married, and his wife knew. And then when he died, wouldn't let her come to the funeral, nothing like that. Wow. They've been together like 10 years or something crazy or something like that.
That's the choice. I mean, that's the chance you take.
But they weren't living together or nothing.
Wow.
Like, it was literally like they were just married on paper. Books. Yeah.
Oh, that
and
was
she said, and she had all the power still when it came to the.
But see, that's why women, you got to get married.
That's true. Yeah.
Even like legally, I always tell my friends that. Like, I get you don't have to be married for, but no, to protect yourself, to protect your children, protect assets, you got to get. It's a contractual agreement.
That's why I tell fellas, unless you really love her, don't get married.
See, exactly, it's a contractual agreement.
So if you're not ready for all that, and her to have all that power.
But I'm just
saying,
if a woman has your children, make sure there's something written. You know,
I agree with that.
Written that protects. Everybody, because in that kind of situation, you know, I'm sure his children are entitled, but it would have been a hassle if they're not from the wife. You know, it's just too much. Stop having all these kids.
So, like, Nola, she, people that don't, man, not seeing it, she's basically an art student. Not art student, she's an artist, went to art school. And basically, all her friends kind of, like, she tries to use them as, like, satellites for her, it feels like. I feel like everybody is, like, a satellite
they
around
They float
her.
Around her.
Yeah.
Like, she's like the sun.
Yeah. And everybody's supposed to be down with what she wants and needs, except for the Puerto Rican dude that was the homeless guy.
Oh, Papo. But he loved her, though.
Yeah.
Like, as a friend.
Yeah, but they went to high school together. Which is crazy when you find that reveal out, like,
because he seems older than her.
Yeah.
But she said that he was the best artist in school, and she knew him. So maybe they weren't in the same class, but he didn't.
Or maybe life, man. Yeah. I mean, the dude came back from the war. He was all messed up, and, you know, I'm going to figure that character. What was his name again? Popo. Yeah. Yeah. Elvis Novosko is that actor that plays that.
He was really good, too.
He was real good. Mm-hmm. He's been in some other stuff, too, that I can't come up with. I got to find this dude that from Bamboozle, her dad.
Oh, the dad, Stokely.
Stokely is his name. Mm-hmm. Is his character's name. Hold on. Because he, man, I wonder if he acts like that in real life, man.
He's got to. It just comes so naturally. And he's the way he talks with his
hands. Yeah, like he's like that. Like he's probably, he's got to be like that all the time.
But I feel like he's like that in a lot of his characters.
He is. That's why I said he's got to be like that in real life, I think, at some point. Yeah, I think he, oh, yeah. His daughter is dating the dude from the show, the Mars. I think that was something like that. Because he's married to a... No. Okay. Do you remember... Now I remember who it is. Now I'm thinking about... You remember... You seen Peyton Fool, right?
Yes.
Remember the dude that... his uncle that kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
His daughter... His daughter is dating the guy Mars, the character Mars.
You know, Mars is in Hamilton.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His daughter was in Hamilton, too.
That's what I read about that. Okay.
Yeah. So, so they're in that. And that's the... I get them two guys confused.
We were just talking about the Small World.
Small World, man. Hey, look. Look, you cats be dating the same people.
Rotation.
But yeah, Nola is an interesting character. And I like that it was showed up from a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time it's like how to be a player.
Right.
Boomerang.
So you can play that game.
Yeah. It's always just from a male perspective. And it was interesting, especially sitting with my wife watching it, because she's giving a different perspective. And I'm giving a cynical perspective. Because I didn't like Nola at all as a character.
You didn't?
I liked the way the character was for the show, but I would not have liked her as an actual person to be.
Yeah, I don't think I would have liked her as an actual person either. Like, to be her friend, I think she, like we were talking about, she thinks she is the sun and the moon and the stars, and everybody has to rotate around her. Like, she, except like you said, Shemeka kind of, she had her own personality, but she still kind of rotated in that Nola world.
Yeah, and it's weird, like, she... Like, the one thing that was weird, I think the casting was maybe off of Shemeka, because she had a body already, and they were acting like she didn't have a body.
And that confused us,
and she was talking about Nola, and Nola is skinny as hell. I was like,
yeah,
you got a way better body than her.
Like, Nola looks like a pencil.
Yeah.
But Shemeka, and I saw, I like angles.
And they tried to do,
shot it on purpose to make her look flatter than what she was. And
she got body.
They could have just gave her boobs.
Yeah.
And not that she didn't have, but you know what I mean? I think that would have made more sense since visually.
Showing that.
And that would have really sucked if she had fallen and popped a boob.
Yo, that gel for the record. It was the funniest part of this show to me, man.
So why did his voice sound like that?
You know, I think it's supposed to be like how like...
Those strip club owner dudes would be like,
and his name was Winky Wink. Winnie Wink.
Oh, no, but Winnie what Wink. About the freaking him and Jamie Overstreet?
Yeah, that was crazy to find out that Jamie Street.
But he was talking about Street, you know, where he's from and the projects and all this kind of stuff, but he was really Street.
Yeah, like, and then, like, his whole down, and let's go into Jamie, because his character is a pretty interesting one, because the only reason he don't check Nola is because he married. It's like Nola likes the fact that he's married almost, he can't check her.
Because, what do you, and then you can slide that in. Oh, but what about your wife? Or what about your kid? Or, you know, you can always come back.
I can't come to your house.
Right. She did say that. Well, I can't lay in your bed. That's what she said.
Yeah. So it's like, he always like, dang, he's stuck like, dang, I can't even say nothing about nobody.
But I felt bad for him when he was going to that basement bedroom and there's nothing on the walls. It's just really cold. But I tell people, I don't think it's fair to just stay together for the kids. Kids see that kind of stuff, especially when they get older. They realize mommy and daddy are fighting or they're not in a loving relationship. They'll get it.
But he married the first time, you could tell, for the prototype.
He did. But he said that she called him out on that. You know, and you know, she said, well, I upgraded you or something like
that. Yeah, she was like, I took you from the such and such. He was like, and I'm assuming they all went to Ivy League together, because he said you went to Yale. I'm like, well, bitch, I got into Yale myself.
Right, you didn't get me into Yale. Right. But I think, you know.
And I know when you heard she was an AK, you was like,
that's exactly. I was like, sound just about right. I sure did. I was like, that's exactly what I said.
I was like, Jamie Street, though. I thought he was going to fight them dudes at the end, because I was like, Jamie Street for the come out.
Right.
But he kept it
cool. He kept it cool. I don't think he felt that threatened. You know, I think she did a good job of passing enough attention around. None of them felt...
This shit's still crazy.
It's crazy as hell.
Look here, man.
We should probably outline some things before we...
Yeah, go ahead. I can't do that. And then, his character, you find out he was starting street stuff, or gave Winnie Wynn money to start the strip club.
Yeah.
So, because he helped
Winnie. Oh, yeah. No, but I... So,
he gave him the money
to start the club.
Or something.
But he said, because I remember Fat Joe said something like, if I go down, or you have more to lose, or... Yeah. So, what was that about? Because I was half listening when that went. Yeah. Next season,
you know.
I thought I missed something, but I think they just alluded to it.
Yeah, I had to explain to my wife. I was like, yo, that's an algorithm for the strip club. It wasn't like a burlesque thing. Ain't that many hood black people going to a burlesque show.
And just sitting there watching these.
It's a satirical, funny way of looking at a strip club. Because all the girls are doing choreographed dancing.
Right, I mean straight, looking like Janet Jackson.
And then you had girls cheering and stuff too, because girls would go to the strip club.
It was dope. I was like, I would go to something like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, the whole environment, the way they were clapping with certain
songs.
And it
wasn't stereotypical.
Yeah.
It was like a different way of making it's something that's projecting something on women where they have to have a certain body. But it wouldn't the juvenile video. What was it, the one where he's got a slow motion or something?
Oh, yeah, slow motion.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, man, here another strip club.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it was a cool way with it. But I like Fat Joe, man. That dude was
hilarious. His character was dope.
He was funny, man. Like, I didn't even know Fat Joe would be that funny like that. He was like, I'm winning, I got platinum plaques. You got one platinum plaque.
I've been all over the world and making money all over the world.
And the thing is, it's funny. I was like, because strip club owners probably do give their girls money to get their body.
Because they'll get it back. I mean, think about it.
You still got your boot fee.
You're still going to make money off whatever they make. You're still going to get your door fee. Mm-hmm. Like, they hear so-and-so got this big old booty.
Right. Yo, the dude with the two...
That's Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, what was this? And he had a homeboy to throw money for.
He even said, whoever gives you money. She was like, but Edward gives so-and-so more money. Her booty bigger.
And I'm like, so... I want to do a show just on that strip club. Like, just
they
the
could
life
really,
of that in
they
that
really
burlesque
could.
Club.
They could at least do a season of...
Just the burlesque place.
It was a hella dope, though.
Because it was like... Because at first, I didn't understand what was going on when you first got there.
Right.
Like,
I didn't get it either.
What are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Why are you throwing money and at girls dancing? Like, just
regular
dancing.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, this is supposed to be a little strip club.
I like how they did that, too, because then they kept the movie... I mean, they kept the movie clean. I mean, yeah, there was boobs in there and that kind of stuff, but they kept it clean.
Yeah.
Because had they done real strip club, it would have gotten grimy and not as clean and not as artistic. I think it was an artistic way
of
showing strip clubs and that environment.
So let's talk about, you want to talk about your boy,
I want to talk about
Mars,
my least favorite. Can I start with my, oh, you already knew that was my least favorite.
We can talk about Greer then. So what'd you?
Well, I think she liked him the least as well.
Is he the tragic mulatto?
Yeah.
Like when he started telling this story about when they went out to eat and he was like, yeah, my mother did. I was like, yo, Spike B, you're trying to be on some ill stuff on the low because it's
you
funny.
You know, right.
But he's talking about how the tragic mulatto is how some biracial people feel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm biracial, but I've never felt that. But I've always been extremely black.
Yeah.
I've always, by choice.
But his situation was different. He grew up in
France. He grew up in France. And like he said, yeah, there's racism over there, but it's just different. It's like, yeah, they have, it's just different. It's more against just Africans, just straight out Africans that they have more issue with. And I think that he didn't have to be such a dick. But it was like you said, the tragic mulatto. I mean, he was everything that... And I didn't even think he was attractive, but I get it.
Yeah.
Tall, fair skin, light eyes, all that stuff.
He had a body, physique and a body that women would like. Yeah.
He just, when they walked in that restaurant and all those girls were like, hey, Greer, hey, Greer, hey, Greer. That's a bad chick that sat down there and took that. Because I don't care what they have going on. All these chicks are like...
And the waitress even was like... He was like, even sit down for a second. Like,
and speaking in French and all of this stuff, I was like, you know what? I don't care what kind of arrangement they had. I might have to roll my neck or something.
But see, that's one thing. His ego was the whole thing. That's why he stayed at the dinner.
Right.
His ego, because he was like, well, I mean, shit, I did this. I do the same.
But I'm going to say this. Having a lot of guy friends, and I've always had guys tell me that you can have different types of women and they don't take away from each other.
Right.
Like, I agree. Need the sexy chick, you need mm-hmm. the smart chick, you need the nerdy chick. She put together
a starting lineup.
A man, like the perfect, the starting lineup. She had the perfect man. Like, she had Jamie's stability. I mean, forget the fact that he's married. I'm just talking about him as a person. Yeah. He's corporate. You know, he's stable. He treated her like a woman. You know, he's the one that would have...
He's a little bit street, though. He's the...
He's street enough.
He's the corporate thug.
Oh, because you know, like girls love a corporate thug.
And it's unrealistic to believe that a corporate thug exists.
You know what?
Because he wasn't all the way corporate thug, though.
Right.
So most girls wanted to be a little bit more corporate thug, where he playing dice and stuff.
Right, yeah. Most people wanted to be...
I was okay with his suit.
I was okay with his thugness. Yeah. I have...
His was a realistic thugness, though. Like, yo, I'm from the north side. Like,
right. I've always looked for that. You know, I went to MICDS and all this kind of stuff. I've always been more attracted to a little bit of street. Like, you can't just be straight up and down. Because I have a dominant personality. But I'm old-fashioned, so I respect the man and their position, but if you, I can run over you.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Oh, if y'all only knew her.
Right. So I just, you know, but I mean, she had everything to get. I mean, she had the beautiful one. She had the fun one. I think she liked Mars and Jamie the best. More than Greer.
I think she liked them all equally, just like a dude would be. Literally how I've had a dude would have a starting lineup.
Actually, I think I talked to you about this years ago when I was going through something before. And I was like, but how can men have all these girls? And how can they?
Yeah, it's easy.
And I think you were the one that was like, no, they can actually do it.
Easy.
It has nothing to do with anybody.
And if it wasn't for a woman in theory for most time keeping us accountable, because really women really keep men accountable. That's all y'all do for us, to keep us accountable.
Right.
You would just run them. He would do that. I would do that. Easy.
Yeah,
easy. And you literally would be like, yo, I love all of them.
But I learned that. Or, I mean, yeah, there may be, I know some guys
it's selfish as fuck.
Like their main, and then there are these other ones. But I'm sure that, okay, if he does love the main more, it's only slightly more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If, or whatever. But, so but you think did. They equally love, I think she,
yes.
She had a lot of fun with Mars.
Yeah. But Mars isn't, she ain't gonna be with Mars for real because he ain't stable.
He's not, yeah.
He's living with his sister.
And he talks like he's dyslexic. Yeah. In a funny way, though, like a child. Yeah. Not like.
But he lives with his sister in the projects.
But he's got this Michael Jordan shrine, which means you can afford to have your own apartment, boy.
No, he has multiple Jordan. Right. Like, he has a whole house phrase to him.
Right.
And then he's got a weird situation with his sister with, I forgot, what is that called?
The Yoruba. The Yoruba princess.
Yeah, okay, that's.
But know. Jamie was. I don't know. I think Jamie is what she is supposed to be with. Forget the fact that he's mm-hmm. married. I'm just talking about that's who you're supposed to want to be with. Because
and
he was romantic.
Yep.
He would write her poems. Remember, he kept bringing her art supplies.
He would take her to romantic dinners and know where the spots to be at.
So what do you think about her dress at that dinner?
With the whole, the different way she was flipping them?
No, I'm saying the fact that she got mad at everybody.
Yeah, I think she was overreacting every time.
I think so too.
I think she wanted to purposely almost.
Right.
Give everybody that.
Yeah, I think she was picking a fight. You know how dudes pick fights with their chicks and then they go do something else.
Yeah.
Because it was not appropriate for that dinner.
No.
It wasn't. And then she looked nice in it. It wasn't like she had anything hanging out of it. It looked nice on her, but it was not appropriate for that dinner, which she said, it's been in movies. You know, the Hudson Cafe. And I'm like, so you just gonna wear this dress? And then get mad when he wanted you to wear a jacket? It's too much.
I mean, do you think that scene, thinking of that, do you think that scene where she was trying, it's like almost when he saw some coworkers and he wouldn't talk to them, do you think it's because he was with someone that wasn't his wife or that he was,
I thought about that too.
Or was he ashamed of what she had on?
See, I thought about that too. Now, okay, was he a partner?
No.
Okay.
Just some other guys that work with him.
No, I'm saying, was he a partner in the firm?
I don't think so.
Right. So that's what I mean. I think it was.
Oh, no, he might be. He had a corner.
He did have a corner office.
He might have been a partner. So he had a fly office.
See, I think it was both. You know, I think she was inappropriately dressed, but they all know his wife.
Yeah.
And although, you know, guys at work may do whatever guys may do, I don't think that's the place you take your side chick, for lack of better words.
I mean, I think his secretary knew him and his wife was on the outs. Because she said to her, your wife. When she was in the office.
Secretaries always know. I ran law offices. I knew everything. So I completely know that his secretary knew more than he knew
Probably,
about everything that was going on. she was probably one sending the flowers and such and such and
yeah,
such.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Such.
Yeah, because you needed somebody else to do it for you real quick.
Yeah.
So what do you think about his wife stopping that check, that payment on that check on that
I totally agree.
Her doing that?
Yeah, because our money's not gonna fund your chick. Now, what you do with your money, but our money's not gonna fund your chick. Now, I think she could have handled it differently. I don't know what I knew that they weren't together, so I don't know if their arrangement was for them.
So I don't know how the money was running in. Like, how did he just think that? You know what? Lexi thought that he thought that she wasn't gonna pay attention because they got
right,
so much money.
Right, that's what I did too. Because I'm like, what man is gonna write this type of or maybe, well, but you know what? It could have worked out fine if
his son didn't see the picture.
If the son didn't see the picture and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, even still, like at some point, your wife's gonna know she wrote a $10,000 check for some art. Cool, but baby, where's the art? Or yeah. Jamie, even if she don't say baby, like where's this art that we bought? Because that's an investment at $10,000. Yeah. That's an investment piece. So I don't think it would have worked anyway, and I don't. And then maybe he just didn't have enough of his own money to do it, you know, his side yeah. money or whatever. But I think that was really bold, and I think it put her in such a bad place. It put her. Why would you do that? Why would you put her in that place, knowing it's I don't care if it's a 1% chance or what. That's a lot of money. Knowing her situation, that you know, he even told her, "I want to move you into townhouse. You don't have to rent." Like knowing she walks dogs and does all these different things to make money. Why would you even do that?
Yeah.
Because like I said, 1% chance it didn't work out. Your wife stops the check. She's evicted. She's whatever. And then clearly his money wasn't set up like that because he had to go get the money from Willie Winkle or whatever.
But I mean, but I think he just didn't want his wife to know again that he was actually giving the money back to her. Because he probably could have forced him to be like, man, you know, I'm going to go to the bank and just withdraw 10 grand and just take it out myself.
Yeah, I mean, he could do that. I'm sure they together had that money, but he must not have had.
The way they lived at that crib, he had 10 grand. Well, so, you know what? You never know.
So then why didn't he just get his? Or did they have to? Maybe they did it like that. You know, I think about stuff like this. To pull their relationship. Oh, sorry, I bit my tongue. To pull their relationship out, meaning him and Fat Joe. Like, how else would they have made the connection for us for later on?
Yeah.
And if that didn't happen.
Yeah, because then he would. Yeah, because then he would. You wouldn't have that situation,
right?
With that.
And we wouldn't know how they.
Maybe he don't have as much money as we think.
Right.
Because I mean, if you have one main bank account, your other bank account.
But think about it too. they live in a really nice part of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a lot of freaking money. They send their kid to private school, so you know maybe they didn't just have 10 G's to just give this girl.
Yeah.
And you know maybe they have some investments. So,
yeah, because she's the wife was on a TV show too that was pretty popular.
So what did she? I forgot. Did she have a job in this, or was she a stay at home mom?
She had a job. Because remember, he was like, "I don't want you walking off on work like
oh,
that."
Oh, that's
late,
right.
Late
okay.
Stuff like that. She was like, "We live in
the safest part of Brooklyn."
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
And with gentrification, you know, it costs a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, that's the thing with gentrification. That's the main part.
Yeah, so that I like how they explored that too. I love how Spike does. He will. It's so many things. There's so many different things going on in that movie.
Yeah, like the what'd you think about his son with the blackface thing with the kids, when doing the rap song?
I would have choked the crap out of my kid.
And no,
but I appreciate the way he talked to him. My first response would have been like, nigga, are you crazy?
But my thing is, I would have been way more mad at the school. They were like, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. But no, you know, they handled it properly because the dude was like, you're so right. I apologize. And what do you say? I've been slipping on my... He didn't say I've been slipping on my pimping. Yeah, he said the white version of I've been slipping on my pimping.
What did you think about... So Greer, you think? I thought he was going to come out gay at some point.
I did too, or at least bi, which is gay for men, in my opinion. but you know, I thought that was going to come out too. I definitely thought that because narcissism is one thing, but
I think the fact that he wasn't gay made it even better. I guess like so. The fact that he was literally—he's
the most metro narcissistic man out there.
Yeah, and
he—and your mulatto.
He had every. I was like, because I was thinking it was going to be
checking all the boxes,
and he was like, no.
He's a photographer. Look at all these beautiful.
And then he had like the dude with the shoot where he was having the dude in the shoot. Like, yeah, you remember he's taking the pictures of.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, you doing a little?
You did a little.
Hey.
But he don't care, though. He's so out there.
Yeah, he is. He don't even care. I can't wait to see what happens next. Like, how do they continue to... Because I guess Greer's the one we don't know as much about, right?
Yeah.
Because we got to see Mars's home life. We got to see Jamie's home life.
Well, we really know about Jamie the most.
Yeah.
Because we had, what, a whole episode just about him and his son.
Yeah.
So...
But I think that was dope, though, bringing that kind of stuff in. Because I faced that, you know, going... I didn't face that going to school, but I knew a lot of black boys that did. That's why I never dated black boys I went to school with. Because I was like, we're cool. Like, everybody wants to be us. Why are you acting like them? Yeah. Everybody wants to be black. Everybody want to be black, but nobody want to be black. But
that's true. That's
everybody want to be black.
Shout out to Paul Moon.
Right. So why are you walking around here acting like this? And I'm not saying just because you're black, you have to fit this certain stereotype. But, you know, the guys I went to school with, I was like, this is not for me. So,
well, I mean, you at the MICDS, though.
The best school in the country. Thank you very much.
No, it's not the best school in the country. My school is the best school in the country.
Where did you go to school?
The SLU is the best school in the country.
It's good.
It's the best school in the country. It's the first school created west of the Mississippi.
It's good. It's good.
Starting in 1818. My black ass couldn't even gotten there before.
You already know. My half black butt couldn't have gotten there before.
So what do you think about our homegirl, Clorinda?
I thought she was a B-I-T-C-H. I thought she...
The funny thing is that it was Mars' ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Like, that made no sense.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to still be friends with her, you can't bring it up.
Yeah. And like...
But she said... No, well, Nola said she asked you.
She said, I asked you.
That happened in...
Yeah. But no, but I mean... No, but I'm talking about Clorinda and Mars, as uptight as she is. Mars must got some game.
He must got some game. Remember she drew that picture, the three-headed?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
All right, I'm not going to go in.
But I'm just saying, like, even like Mars travels in some interesting circles.
Yeah. How with this art...
He's with all of these... She's with all of these uppity... He's hanging out with college people.
Right.
So where's he meeting?
Do they ever reference anybody's age?
They're all late 20s, I think. And I think Jamie's in his late 30s because old girl, he said, because you graduated in 2002 from college to his wife.
Okay.
So I was assuming he was older. So that's why I was saying if she graduated in 2002.
He's probably my age.
2000.
Because I graduated in 2001. Yeah.
So if I was saying that he was late 30s, she's probably late 30s too.
Okay.
And I think Nola's late 20s.
Okay.
And I think Mars is young. Mars is younger than them.
Yeah, and then
I think Mars pulled two older women like this.
Two older women. But I thought her whole friendship circle was just interesting. Anyway,
I mean, like the white girl. I'm interested in they going to this white girl more because she was extra.
She was very extra. She's at the African dance class. Yeah, and all this kind of stuff. But they were all interested. Were they all best friends or were they just all her friends? I know Clorinda and Shemeca were close too.
I don't even know how the white girl is at the beginning.
Wasn't she in her building? I remember one.
Was she in Clorinda's building?
No, I thought she was in. I thought I saw her go into the building one day with Nola.
No, that was that woman next door that was tripping.
Oh, I know the woman next door that was tripping, but I really thought she said, I'll see you at home one day when they were leaving that African class. But I could be wrong.
Because I'm thinking, because Clorinda and her were roommates, that was the funny part. Like, they was roommates, and she kept on having a whole bunch of dudes through.
And yeah, she was pissed about that. She was like, all these different... So, Nola been a hoe. That wasn't like a new, I'm about to just be a hoe.
She always been.
Or excuse me, freak, which she hated.
Or pansexual.
Yeah.
Trans. She really is pansexual.
She really is pansexual. Yeah. As Opal called her, trisexual.
Well, no, she is pansexual. She is the definition. Yeah. If you look up the definition of pansexual.
She's pansexual, yeah.
She's pansexual.
Gender fluid with her sexuality.
Yeah. Because Clorinda, I was trying to figure out, I want them to do a flashback of Clorinda and Mars when they were together. Because I just want to see like how.
We should write Spike Lee right
like
now.
How, because Clorinda unless Clorinda used to be Buck Wild 2 or something, we didn't know.
Right.
And she used to kick it like that. And maybe she changed and was like, I want to do something different. And like that became like another part of her life. She let go with Mars. But I don't see how they... I mean, I guess...
Because like I see how she met Mars through Clorinda. But how did Clarinda meet Mars? You know, like yeah. just like you're saying. So what was she doing
they might before? All met him, they might have both met him together.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, dudes, you know, they'd be like, can I, you know, talk to so-and-so?
Yeah, you got
to
get that call, though. Think she really is a dude, man, because she's doing everything a dude. She, like, yo, I asked you, man.
Right.
It wasn't like I didn't
invite her. And it wasn't like, because dudes are always like, she can't be my girl, like my girl, girl.
Right, you got three of them. We always say you got three. You got three. Anthony Williams,
Anthony Hamilton said that, too. You got three women.
You got three you could claim.
That's it.
You can move one up, but if you move it out, that means
that she's off.
She's off.
You so that, does that mean she can never come back in? Yeah, because she's off.
She's off. You can move her back in, but then you got to inform everybody, though, that you did
right.
this.
Right. And what if something happened with one of your boys? I guess you wouldn't move her back in
she
then,
can't,
huh?
She can't move back
she
in.
She can't move back in.
Yeah, right. She can't move back in, man. What are you talking about? And I'm sorry for all those people that be like, that's messed up. Hey, look here, man. I didn't make the rules. I just lived in it.
Yeah, I wonder who made the rules. Someone long, long ago.
Nah, yeah. And but they've been, you know, updated. Probably was like 10 back in the day.
Right.
Like everybody on the north side of this town is mine. You can have the west.
But you know, back in the day, like if your homeboy was married and then you died.
He gotta go take care of her.
Which sometimes means they get married.
Yeah. Use the cleanup man.
Right. So I'm like, you know, like you said, they get updated. They get changed a little bit.
So what'd you think about the character Shamika?
I'm glad they did her because she's black woman too, you know.
I'm interested where they know her from because she didn't seem like she went to college with them.
She doesn't seem like she went to college
at all. Yeah.
Right. I think they kind of referenced that.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, she said, I don't have nothing going like y'all do. Like, you know.
Oh, they met in middle school.
Oh.
I remember they were talking about it because.
Okay.
Let me try to remember the story. I know Nola and she met in middle school because they were talking about something about.
Oh, well, Nola's the glue then because Nola went to middle school with Shamika. And then I guess she knew Clarinda from college.
Yeah.
And then she just brought them all together hanging out.
Yeah.
And then, so what do you think about her? So what do you think about the whole, you might as well go into it, the booty ass shots. But then she was getting at the hotel.
Yeah.
That's a true thing. Like
that is real.
No, like the guy looking, the
doorman. Yeah.
No, the transgender
man. Oh,
yeah. What was it down there?
He went to jail. It was in Miami. Yeah.
It was in Miami. And it was one in Memphis, too, with, if anybody remembers, the chick Pebbles, the model.
She?
No. She went to jail because she was referring people.
Okay.
To,
yeah, that's real.
To people.
That's real.
And it was a dude. It was a guy that was transgender that was doing it.
And he said, stop acting like a little bitch.
And I was like, yo.
You know
she
what?
Was getting so many. She was getting tune-ups like a car.
Because that's stuff. Because those shots aren't like it's not like an implant. So you have to. You have to update those.
I didn't know that. Because I thought that was being like satirical.
Whatever that stuff is gets into your body.
It's Fixaflat.
It basically.
Yeah.
And it starts to dissolve, for lack of better words, or get into your blood. It leaves.
Oh.
So you have to continue to get those. Because that wasn't even fat transfer. Fat transfer is different.
Right,
so that's just, literally stuff. And you know what? I'm part of the little booty crew. And I thought about getting some, sir. I had found a doctor and everything. And then Donda West died. And I was like, it ain't for black people.
Dang.
That's what I said. But that was years ago.
Yeah, but still that's
but, you know, so I don't have a judgment either way.
Donda West is Kanye West's mom and right. people that may not understand.
But I didn't like that. Like if you're gonna do it. Like go to a reputable doctor yeah. do all of this
go
stuff.
Go get the anesthesia, everything.
Right. Because it shouldn't have been that simple and it shouldn't have been in no crappy hotel and all this kind of stuff.
Where you still doing damn near a drug deal. Like
right.
dude, they're sitting there like you're at the Carter, like, you know.
Right.
You put your $20 through the hole and
right.
you go your syringe.
Oh God. But yeah, so that's what I had to say about that. But I think they had to make it but that was so real.
It's a lot of girls doing it.
It's to me it's just not worth it.
How many percentage of girls do you think are doing it now?
Boobs and butt or just butt?
I mean boobs is nothing now.
So me and one of my homegirls, I'm going to answer your question. Mm-hmm. Me and one of my homegirls got into a heated discussion about this. Because I said, she wants to get boobs. She got a nice butt.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to get boobs. And I said, cool, we can go together and I'll get a butt. That's whack. I'm like, why? Fake butts are whack. I was like, that's easy for you to say because you have a butt. I said, then fake boobs are whack. It's not the same. No, it actually is.
Just more acceptable.
Now, I'm not saying that the when boobs first came out, yeah, some of them were hard and weird. So let's forget that the technology hasn't caught up. But it's actually still the same thing. It's augmentation of a part of your body.
And you have to get those redone, though, too, yeah. Right? After a
certain sometimes, because yeah. I know one of my friends just got some, and they look great. But, you know, we're like 37. I'm like, you just wanted boobs? But okay. I'm 38, but she's younger. And so just butt, I would say, I personally don't know anybody. I know people who have had shots. And fat transfers. I would say maybe 30%.
Really?
But it depends on who you know. So you're talking about across. It's a lot. It's
under the age lot. Of. I would. Okay, under the age of 30, you're saying 30%? Really?
Getting something.
Wow. So some kind. You're saying some plastic surgery in general?
In general.
It may not be as.
It may not be butt. Right. It may be tummy tucks or fat transfers or, you know, cheat. Something. Girls are really investing in that stuff.
Wow.
And no judgment, but also invest in a book or a boutique, as we talked about.
Yes.
And I, you know what? I'm a little different. I, you know, be a hoe, cool, whatever. It's not my thing. But don't be a broco. Like, that bothers me. Like, it bothers me. So if you're going to get all this stuff, let it be for a reason.
Nola wasn't a broke hoe, though. I mean, she was a hoe.
She was a hoe.
But you know, she wasn't a broke hoe, though. Because Jamie was always, remember she said, I'm getting money from Jamie.
She was getting money, but not like that. I'm talking about go get your own studio money. Like, if you're going to live
But
that,
she also wouldn't accept too much from him, neither.
She wouldn't, because she really wanted to be a hoe. Yeah. And that's not the right word. But she really wanted to be sexually free. Yeah. We'll just say that. Yeah. And I just feel like if not Nola per se, because I think Nola stood for what she stood for. But I'm talking about these girls that are getting these different things done and meeting these athletes and rappers, and you should not come home with the same thing you left here with.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you're going to do these things and it's almost like a career for you, then do something from it.
There's so many of them too.
And it's almost like a career, bro.
It is. You gotta be.
You know, which is cool, but do it. Like, you
be smart about
be
it.
Be smart about
yeah.
it. I hate a dumb hoe. I hate a broke hoe. Like, don't do it for, I used to always say, a chicken plate from the loft. Well, we don't have that option no more. But a catfish plate from the marquee. Like, it should be more than just getting in the party for free.
I'm not even gonna go there.
Exactly. As I look you dead in your eye. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it can't be a. Like I said, Nola's different. She's sexually free. Mm-hmm. I have a homegirl like that. Like, cool. And I'd be like, well.
But she was focused on what she wanted to do, though, too. Though.
Right.
She wanted, you know, she artists her everything. You know?
I get it. And that's why I say Nola's a little different. I'm talking about the girls that, like, you know, are spending the money and the time and on this kind of stuff. And you have nothing.
That's true. Nothing. Zero. Nothing.
Like Bill Cosby told his kids, we're rich. You have nothing. So, like, the guys these people mess with, they're rich and you have nothing. Mm-mm. Couldn't be me.
That's the thing, though. I mean, you got with Cardi B and all those, you know, but she hustled, though. But it becomes a fake thing, I think, almost, because everybody thinks you could just be like Cardi B now. And that's how it always is. It's always just a flowing trend. If I do this, I do that.
I mean, but think about it. Like, think about where booties came from. Like, that whole thing. You know, people were trying to get the Brazilian butt job. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that was rich housewives trying to do that. The strippers got a hold of it. Now everybody's doing it because you think it equals money. That's a lifestyle. You can't go get a booty today and get money tomorrow. It don't happen like that. Like, that's a whole lifestyle to live. If you're going to live that lifestyle, just like if you're a lawyer and it's continuing legal education, continuing whole education. Like, you can't just...
You got to keep the game changing.
These girls get younger or whatever. You know, you just... Amber Rose is making a fool of herself. And I know we're getting off topic.
No. I'm interested. What do you mean by that?
Because,
the 21 Savage thing?
Yeah. Or, like, just... And her in China, like, every day, it's a different little rapper boy. Like, you're making yourself... Like, Nicole Murphy and Kimora Lee are both my point of reference for... marrying someone with money. And then, now, granted, Kimora was a model, so she had her own money. I mean, Chanel, Givenchy.
Yeah, she was doing it.
But she took it to a different level by being with Russell. But, like, Kimora, I mean, she's Eddie Murphy's wife. We'll always think of her as Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. Period. But she took it and became something else. And she's had some work, because she used to look like a transvestite, and now she's gorgeous. But it's like, you have to take it and do something else. If you're going to be this rich man's wife, you have to keep it up. You know, you can't just...
just think it's all,
okay, I married him, I got him, or okay, I'm dating him. No, like, and you should be Boardwalk Empire. All the girls were like, taking money from the dudes and like stashing it.
and saving a little bit.
Like, don't get into this things with these guys. Like Nola, even still, okay, let's say Nola didn't want to take certain things directly. There's no reason why Nola should have been in a point where she couldn't pay her rent. You messing with three dudes. My great aunt told me, you sitting on a gold mine.
You ain't using it.
Now, I'm not saying go be a prostitute. Yeah. But a lot of girls have done things from... And just because the money didn't exchange hands like that doesn't mean that you didn't have get paid for some little things. Yeah. That's the only problem I had with Nola, but I get it that I think they made it more relatable to people. If they had made her just a gold digging hoe,
it would have been out the window.
It would have been bad. Nobody would have
felt any sympathy or any.
You wouldn't be able to see yourself in her at all. You know what I mean? So they did the right thing. She was just a regular.
What'd you think about Clarinda with the white guy being with the old white guy?
That was, you know what? Hustle.
You think that's...
No, I think she liked him. I think maybe people... She seems like she would like old guy.
Yeah, but it's two different extremes. You Mars and this older white gentleman.
You know, maybe...
Like, it's literally extremes. Here's my thing.
She couldn't have really liked Mars that much, or she would have never told her friend, it's okay. Now, even though she still keeps bringing it up, she did tell her it's okay. So she couldn't have really liked him.
No, she do. Because when Mars showed up, she was hot. Yeah, she was hot still.
She was hot. Was that more ego, though?
See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the show should be called She's Got an Ego.
Right.
Because this is all about ego.
It is. Everybody's ego.
Everybody's ego. So let's go into Mars, man.
He was funny. You know what? He really, 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 really likes Nola. He really does.
He's the most... Is he more loyal than Jamie?
Jamie's loyal to what he can be.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the house.
But I'm saying, like, Mars will go out ride with her. Like, he the dude that's going to take if you can do it in a drive-by.
No, right, right. Remember, because he was trying to... He found the...
Yeah, found the dude that
was messing up her work. And, yeah, I think overall he's more... Because he's more loyal because he has nothing to lose. And I don't mean... What I'm saying is...
Dang,
She's a dude.
Because we were talking about, I'll tell you who we were talking about, but it was a woman on a reality show, and we was like, she ain't got nothing to do, huh? That's all she gonna do is just be, and I was telling her how, somebody else was talking about how, she told me how she gets dudes like that because she just is available.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always, everything they want, they need, she's there.
She's able to do it.
She's mm-hmm. able to do it. But they don't have necessarily anything for themselves, but they always are there for that person, and they're a part of their life. That's what Mars is.
That's what Mars is.
Everything is about her.
Everything is about her. That's all he's got. Did Mars ever... Oh, he worked at the bike shop. Did he even have a job?
He worked at the bike shop. He didn't have a car.
How do you live in New York and you just work at the bike shop? Yeah, he was like, you know, I don't have no driver's license.
I mean, that's not...
I guess he lives in the front.
Because Biggie never had a license.
Right. And I know a lot of people from New York, or even Chicago, that don't drive.
Yeah, never drive,
But I guess because that's why he's living in the projects with his sister. Because I'm like, how do you feel? New York is expensive, bro.
Yeah.
How do you eat?
I lived in New York for 2.5 years. I know.
How do you eat and you just work at a bike shop? Forget live. Like, how do you eat? In the value meal, like $10 or something like that?
Yeah, it's $10.95 for like a double quarter.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. A movie is like $18.
So you lived there for 2.5 years?
2.5 years, man. Yo, you had to really love.
Were you a prostitute? Tell me. You
can. No. I do. I do. May have some kids out there because I've sold my sperm.
Oh, this girl I went to college with, she put herself through college selling her eggs.
Damn. I know a girl that actually was an actual baby carrier. She was like the
surrogate.
Surrogate. Yeah.
Oh wow. How much money is that? Yeah, girl,
it's a date though. She made 40, 50 grand.
I know she did.
She and they paid like all her bills, yeah. Everything during that time period.
That's like when the girl I was, we were both at UCF and they paid for everything. And then they would fly her up there and they'd always fly a guest. So she gave her eggs to like 3 or 4 different families, but that was enough for 4 years of college. And she had a job but her bills were paid. You know, like she had a job because she wanted extra money and all this kind of stuff. But I was like, selling your eggs.
So Lamar, is Mars the, is he the 21 Savage's situation?
Yeah. He's the 21 Savage. Without being as 21 Savage and all of them look like they stink.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look like he stinks. But he's definitely that. So yeah, that's a good one. So he's the 21 Savage. Who is Jamie?
Jamie is the Morris Chestnut, I guess.
Yeah.
Type of dude.
Yeah, like, try to know, get that.
You know, he's just the classic black man.
Yeah. Who's Idris Elba?
Okay, he'd be Idris Elba. He could be Idris Elba.
But no, Idris is more, you know, he's a...
The other one's Shamar Moore. What you call
Shamar Moore? Oh, yeah, he is Shamar Moore.
Greer is Shamar Moore.
Yeah.
Even though he's dating Phaedra.
But he denied that.
Yo. Yeah, he need to deny that.
He denied that.
He messing up. He's doing what we said, the Lauren London thing. He's doing the opposite. He's doing the male version of that with that situation. He need to go ahead and figure that out.
How do you knock yourself off the list? And Lauren London is one of the prettiest girls ever.
Look here, man.
And how do you un-Lauren London yourself?
You can't.
She did.
To my Lauren London? How?
Don't nobody want her?
Oh, I thought you said I'm about to go back to being the
No, that's what I said. How do you un-Lauren London yourself? Like, everybody wanted her. Yeah. And you're going to undo that to yourself?
You can't do it. She got to wait like 10 years, though. She probably did 10 years, kind of like a little resurgence, kind of like a...
And if she's still beautiful...
Like Robin Givens did. She had to do it. She got to do a Robin Givens.
She was the most hated black woman in America.
You had to wait 10 years, and then it flipped, and you're like, oh, man, Robin Givens cute, man.
Because when she did that to Mike Tyson, she was the most hated black woman. Now it's Stacey Dash.
But she's always going to be good. We'll always have sex with Stacey Dash. We will always have sex with Stacey Dash. She can technically do no wrong.
Because she gets to be more beautiful every day.
Yes.
I don't know how that's possible.
Look. As much as we talk about Stacey Dash,
she sold 95%
of, 95% of men would be sitting right there next to her if he was like, she I might have to question myself and I'm married. I'm like, man, you know what?
It's Stacey.
No, I was just saying, man, dude, wait, I mean, is it really that bad? Like, and I'd be like, you'd be sitting there like on Martin where you'd be like, I got the baby. I'm gonna go with the baby and my wife.
Yeah,
you have to sit there in the car though and make that decision.
Right. You know, it's gonna take a whole lot. You have to take a shot after you make a decision.
Yeah, with Stacey Dash.
So it don't matter that she's like bat crap crazy.
You take your chances, man. I gotta find out for myself.
She's suing Dame.
Yeah, which is dumb. That's her cousin.
Right.
That's her cousin.
But he used her face and didn't have her permission.
Whatever, man. That ain't gonna work. Right. Dame is one of them dudes that have money and you ain't.
He don't even know where it came from.
He ain't got no money. Like he just.
But he's still good though.
Yeah, but I'm saying he'll be on the books as having no money.
Right.
but he still got a biz.
All the money. Right. Right.
What'd you think about Heather Headley? Is her having that relationship with the psychiatrist and that whole?
I think Heather Headley did a good job.
Yeah, it was like tried to open her eyes up
to different things. I mean, Nola took her really literally when she said, go buy something, make yourself feel good.
Yeah.
She spent all that money on that dress.
She makes bad decisions.
She does make, and her friend Clorinda said that. She said, you make these impulsive decisions. She's like, and you're always struggling to pay your rent, and then you buy this $482 dress.
And
you
use three,
or was it $582?
Three or four credit cards. I've never seen that happen before with someone. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can pay multiple tenders. I've seen it at the grocery store. Hell, I've done it.
Yeah, no, but not four or five cars.
Oh, right. Yeah. That lady was mad. But I like how they showed that.
Yeah.
That the lady was like following them around and everything. Cause I'm like, but didn't they look like they could afford it? Kinda.
Like in New York, man, everybody's a suspect in New York.
Yeah.
Cause everybody's a suspect. They don't.
And you never, you can't always tell.
You never know.
Because
it's
fashion.
It's millionaires there that look that are wearing mess. Chuck Taylors and some jeans and a t-shirt.
And then there's people walking around Louis Vuitton head to foot, and that's
and
all they
and
have.
And in a cab. And they in a cab all right. the time. They ain't got no driver, no nothing. Just
right. And that's all they have right there is that. These true legends. Know.
And then a part of me, I was thinking back, I rewatched that episode. I wonder if she bought the dress because of the fact that she thought the white girl didn't think she had enough money to be in there.
She might have.
Like on some like.
I gotta do it now.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't back down when she says the price. You can't back down. Exactly.
And you's already following me around and stuff already. But like
you know, Nicki Minaj said, who looks at the commas? Or no, she said, who looks at the price tags? So, but you gotta know the kind of boutique you're going in. You know, so
she should have known that what kind of spot. It's not in the middle, you know, right. So in gentrified Brooklyn. She should have known.
She should have known that
it wasn't in this eye. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was in, was it Park Slope they call it now? Yeah, Park Slope is what they call it.
Park Slope.
Yeah,
what does that even mean?
It's a new part of Brooklyn called Park Slope.
But, like, what is that? Is it a park? It's on a slope? It's just, they
it's
just.
It's a little hill area. Oh. But they ain't gonna mess with Brownsville or, like. Well, do or die best style is changing.
It's changing, yeah.
But they ain't messing with Brownsville because it's so far. But it's going to take a while for them to get there.
To get there.
Yeah.
I remember when I went to Harlem right after 9-11. Well, not right after. I went right after 9-11. Well, I went before 9-11. I went right after 9-11. And then I went years later. And I was like, white people.
Yo, but Harlem is the blackest place I've ever been to in my life, though.
It is.
More black than Atlanta. I tell people all the time, like, being in Harlem is more black than Atlanta.
I love Harlem. Oh, my friend used to get so mad at me because I'm country, so I would speak to all her neighbors, and they'd be asking for me like weeks later, like, "Where's your Dominican friend?" She's like, first of all, she's not Dominican. Second, so every time I went, she'd be like, "Stop speaking to people. Stop speaking to people." And I was like, "I can't stop speaking to people. I speak to people."
Yeah, I didn't even know you. The dude that's doing the voice that when they have him to get the itis is Jeffrey Wright's voice. I'm looking here at the credits.
What you mean?
When he was like talking about when they fell asleep, he's like,
"Oh,
it's
I think I knew Wright. That. I love him.
I didn't
him.
Know that. Yeah, I love Jeffrey
I
Wright.
I love
man.
Him.
He's a dope actor, man. So, what'd you think about the songs that were being played and they would put the album cover?
I thought that was so dope. I thought that was concept. So dope because some of them I didn't know, which I thought was dope, or I'd heard it but I didn't know who it was. Or some of that like I thought that was so dope.
And it was a different kind of way to do it instead of like. Because people all the time are like, hey, what song is that in that movie? Boom, I got it.
And then who
you.
Really watches the credits? So even if they had credited it in the end, you wouldn't know. So I think that was hella
dope. You're
going
to the next thing.
Yeah.
So let's go into the scene and everybody want to talk about that last. Oh, no, actually, you know what? No, the relationship she had with the, what was her name?
Oh, Opal. We got to talk about Opal.
Yeah.
She was dead wrong. Like, dead wrong for that. Like, dead wrong. She's a nigga.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She's like a dude.
She's like a dude. Like dead, like
the pop back up on an old chick used to mess
and then
with.
You, that you know is still so in love with you.
And they want a serious relationship. At least the other three dudes, they kind of like, whatever. I want to be with you, but they kind of know the deal.
Except for Mars. If she really said, I want to be with Greer, he'd be like,
Well, no, remember, no, he was talking about, I want to be with her now.
That's at the end. Because that was all about
his
ego.
Ego, yeah. As ego again.
Because he couldn't have her.
Yeah, he's like, I need to make her mine.
Yeah, so, I mean, she was wrong. She's like a dude. She was wrong as hell for that. Because, and she's not, I don't even think she's really bi. You know what I mean?
You don't
like,
think so?
Not like really bi. Just like, it's a person. It's a bed.
So she's pansexual. That's what pansexual
right.
is. Like, you don't
right.
look at it like,
right.
identify anything. It's like,
so,
if I'm down, I'm down.
I it was just wrong. And then the kid and making all those promises. Just like a dude.
Just like a dude.
Just like a dude.
Spike probably like, yo, honestly, I'm going to think of this how a guy would be.
Right.
But just flip it.
Right.
To something
else. It's going
to
be a girl.
But it's going to be a girl.
But it's
so
going to be a dude.
And I get some input for some women on like, okay, what could be something that they can do that'd be because I don't know what a dude would, because a dude would do like you said with the dress thing, but they would do something else with it, like picking a fight.
Right.
Like, man, I'm going to go mess with my girl in Chicago.
Right.
Like,
I'm about to pick this fight real quick so I can go down the street and do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like a dude. I mean, he literally put a dress on a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wakes up as a dude, though. Like, man, it's women that's like that. Like,
yeah.
They rock.
One of my homegirls is like that. Like, she is straight like a dude and gives no F's.
So do you think the Opal? I guess we can talk about the Opal when we talk about the last episode with this Thanksgiving episode. And I was like, yo. In the movie, she does this too, though, but it's not Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, and
she just invites
them
all over. She just invites them all over. It was on some ego shit with her, too. Like, I'm going to invite y'all over. Y'all can all meet each other and know who I'm messing with.
Well, yeah, but her therapist told her, you know, maybe you shouldn't have secrets. I forgot how she worded it. But she took what she said and was like, oh, let's invite all these dudes
over. Thanksgiving dinner.
But you know what? You have to. She really knew who she was dealing with. Like, mm-hmm. She really didn't have no street. Like, some. Dudes wouldn't have gone for that.
Would have shot up the whole
fighting
place.
Anything, grabbing her. You just never know. She really, and that's what I said when I saw it. I was like, she really knows these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that could have gone all the way bad.
I think she's messing with these guys for over a year like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long time.
For them to all have feelings. You know how guys are typically more reserved with their feelings. Mm-hmm. And for them all to truly have feelings for her. Now, granted, the way she handled it, of course, guys are going to fall for her more when the less is more for men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I think you said, like, you're right, like, at least a year.
Because so she ends up inviting them all over Thanksgiving. It shows them a painting of all their dicks.
First of all, made them eat together. Before that, she made this food. She made them eat together. They all prayed.
I had to say what they were thankful for.
What they were thankful for. I mean, it was crazy. And then they were all wearing Prince buttons. Did you notice that?
I didn't even trip off that.
They all had on the guitar.
I didn't even trip off that. Huh. Did not trip off that.
It almost turned musical on me.
It did. And I was like, this sounds like, this is like Spike Lee in School Days. Mm-hmm. This is, he kind of flipped it.
It's getting a little musical, right?
And then she did a painting of them, all they dicks. Yo.
And Mars, what did he say? I mean, I know how to rock it or whatever he said.
Well, he was at girth, but he didn't have no length.
Right, length. That's what it was. I was like, are you really? Just like men, they would really be looking at that.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Jamie had just a regular size one. And then
Greg, the long one. Yeah. But she shouldn't have. She really put it out there. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done any of it. But I definitely wouldn't have painted all that.
I was like, yo, like, this is insane. And Jamie was like, yo, I just skipped out with my family on this.
But he said that they, he's like, you know, I honestly wouldn't have been here. But they got into an argument.
Yeah.
So what, I forgot, what happened? Opal shows up.
Opal calls her and says, what are you up to?
I thought she rang her bell. Remember, she had a champagne in her hand.
Yeah, but no, but she called her first.
Oh, okay, okay.
Said, something happened at her crib. She said, can I come by?
Oh, that's right, because her ex or whatever had the baby something. Yeah.
And she said, I'm not doing nothing. Can I come by? So what do you think that was just like, oh, I'm the game just keeps going on? Like, because Opal basically comes in and is like.
It may be a key. But all the guys left, remember?
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Like, she might let her come in, and that, I mean, hell, she should have invited her too.
That would have been hilarious because I could see Greer being on some like, oh, so we just finna get it on.
Right.
Like,
I could see
like
that. I could see him definitely flipping it like, oh, it's going down.
Jamie would be like, oh no, nah, this is a little bit too much for me. I'm gonna take my conservative. I know I'm from the hood and stuff, but I'm a little bit
he wouldn't have been able to handle it. And Mars would have went just because he likes her so much. He might have been like, oh.
And he'd be like, I've been down with getting two chicks anyway. Like, Greer would have been like, oh, this is great. Like, you did this for me.
You did this for me.
Greer would have took it as an ego thing.
I know this was all for me.
You all can leave now.
That was funny though. I mean, I've known dudes to do it. But on some, y'all should just meet. I've seen it with my own eyes.
So I'm trying to think back. Who got up first when they were in the bed? Like, who was the last person?
Jamie got up first. I think Mars was last.
So that's, and I wonder if that was an algorithm for like, well, no, it wouldn't be because I was only Mars the most attached to her.
Right.
Is that why he was the last
probably
one?
Probably. And then think about it too. He has nowhere to go, right? Jamie eventually has to go home.
He got
to
go.
Greer may have to shoot tomorrow.
Or no, he got some other chicks.
Or he got some other chicks. Right. Greer, what is he going to do? Go home with his sister?
He's
like, get baptized again or something.
He's like, I gotta. I'm going. No, man. Mars is like, damn, it is kind of late.
Yeah,
man.
She doesn't let him sleep over. So you know, so they all fall into bed together. Mm.
I thought it was gonna be an orgy or something.
I did too. I started screaming when it
happened.
I was
like, no, don't do this, Spike. Don't do this.
I was like,
I'm not ready for this.
I was like, no, I cannot believe this.
I'm not this mature, Spike. I'm not this mature for this. I'm not this mature. I'm just starting to learn everything about all this different stuff. Just don't do this to me. Like, give me season two or something like that. I can't take this.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what's gonna happen in season two.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I thought it was an excellent show, man.
Yeah.
A great conversation starter. Of course, some people was having like problems with and all that. I thought it was fun.
What were they saying?
Some people didn't like Fat Joe's role with the Winnie Win.
Oh God, I think
some people were saying that she was overly sexualized, but that was the point.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it was a little over the top, but I think it needed to be.
I thought it was supposed to be. It was satirically like that.
Yeah, I think all of it, even her. I think even Jamie was definitely like you know, all Mars, his goofiness. I think everybody was a little. Over.
Yeah,
the parents.
I mean, the parents. Her parents are super laid back and but pro-black at the same time.
I mean,
and
how you gonna be laid back and pro-black?
Yeah, and like, whatever you need.
Whatever you need. Here's a little money.
Here go $200.
Like, right.
I thought y'all had no money. And that's the thing. I was like, dude, I thought they didn't have no money, but I guess they do. They probably.
I mean, but it wasn't enough to pay her rent, but he gave her something.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, because that ain't doing nothing in any city, but no, especially not New York.
But also, they bought they crib probably years ago.
Yeah.
So they probably sitting on some nice amount of money. Or can we finance and pull off some money if they do want to have a little bit of dough. So overall, what are you overall thoughts?
Overall, I really liked it.
I really liked it.
I wish I hadn't watched it all in one day or 2 days. I think it was 2 days. Maybe I wish there was more. Like, I wish there was more. It definitely leaves you wanting
but it's
more.
Supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
And as a man, though, I'm glad it made me uncomfortable with some stuff because it did, like, God damn.
Oh, it was definitely a mirror in your face.
Yeah.
For men.
Yeah. I was like, yo.
Even if it's not you, it's part of you, it's your homeboy, it's somebody you know. You know, it's men. Yeah.
Because I'm like, literally, she's doing stuff my homeboys have done that I may have done in a past.
You may not
lifetime.
Have done everything, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you did some of that. Your homeboy, oh, I remember when so-and-so did that. Like, it's real. I think he did a lot of research for it. You know, and there was a lot of good things in it.
His sister wrote a lot on it, too.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, his sister wrote a lot on it, too.
I thought it was dope. I can't wait to see what else they do. I can't wait to see what they explore. I can't wait to see what happens with Jamie and his family.
Yeah. Like, is he gonna go through this divorce? Because he ended up messing with her again and having sex with her again.
Right. And then she got, that's when she found out about the
painting. Yeah.
But I can't, you know, I really want to see what happens with, of course, Nola. But I want to see what happens with Jamie. I want to see if she explores anything else with Opal. I hope I never see Opal again. Because, like, just.
Did you feel bad for Opal?
I do, and her daughter, and, you know, I just. Or maybe just as a friend, but I think they need some space before they can actually be friends. But I do want to see what happens with Shemeka. Like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, I mean, she's got to figure out something, you know, with it. Because she...
Bro, why did she send the money back, though?
Now, that was... But see, that's
she technically got the picture.
But that's something a dude would do.
Yeah,
if a chica gave him some money like that and was like,
and Noah's real big on you can't buy me.
I'm saying, but you gotta think if a dude would do the same thing, like, no, dog.
Yeah, you can buy my picture, but you can't just give me money.
Yeah, no.
Especially since he sent this picture back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it'd be different if he still had the picture. Then yeah, he owes you money.
Yeah, but then you just gave me $10,000. And then I mean, you don't expect something from that $10,000.
But he had been paying, you know, helping him along the way. Anyway.
But it was like you said, but that wasn't $10,000, no. That was helping do maybe a light bill or something like that.
Right, you know.
So, but $10,000 is different.
Yeah.
And she already knew he wanted to be with her, so she probably was like, "If I take that $10,000, he gonna be like, so when we gonna be together."
Right.
When we gonna be together?
Right.
Like, my divorce paper finna be in.
Right.
I'm moving in. We finna get a new apartment.
Right. So,
But yeah, also, Opal is doing what some women do with dudes, where they play themselves, where they come back knowing the dude on some stuff.
And she just showed up anyway,
like, you know what, I'm just gonna go over there and just hang out with him for a minute.
And then you know how it ends up.
Dang,
Nola's a dude.
Or the stereotypical version of a guy, you know what I'm saying?
Save yourself. Just, make it very politically correct.
No. I'm getting
not you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, very stereotypical.
What you would
expect, I said. Even if it's not all in one guy, we all know two or three guys that make up Nola. You know? It could be one guy, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to say all men are horrible.
Yeah, but I know more than few.
Yeah.
That have traveled in those circles like that.
Yeah, touched on something like that.
Yeah. I mean, man, it was a good show. I have no complaints with it, man.
I'm so glad you asked me to do this.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have watched it. But I'm a nerd. I used to read a lot of scripts. So I would have read on it, but I wouldn't have been able to see it. And you had to see it.
You got
to
see it. Dude, that last scene with the painting, I was like, yo, I'm not mature for this. I'm not mature enough.
Yeah, it was three penises.
Yeah, and then when they were maybe listening like this, when I have like an orgy in the bed, I'm not. Game of Thrones was enough for me.
I heard it. It's good. I have commitment issues with TV.
Game of Thrones is awesome, man. We have a podcast that'll help you catch up to.
Right, clearly. Podcast. I might need to look into that.
Game of Thrones podcast is awesome. But thank you again, Misha, man. Dude, people are going to love this, man. I think there's people going to love this, man.
Well, I'm signing myself up for season two.
Yeah, the old girl that plays Opal, she's been in a lot of stuff, though. She's, if anybody watched The Punisher TV show, she's in that.
Oh. See, I looked up some of the characters, too. I need to go. I thought she was really pretty tall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Yeah, she's not even that tall. I looked up her real height. Oh, they, what you call is like she's super just so short.
Tiny. Okay, yeah,
she was like she's only 5'6", I think, or 5'7". Opal.
I'm 5'7". Well, I'm 5'6" and a half.
Yeah, so it was just, but she, and then Opal was always wearing heels though too.
Okay, because I was about to say that girl is, so is Nola like 5 feet tall or 5'2" something?
5'2" or something.
Oh, 5'3". Okay. She's a little thing.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
I was like, dang, man. Oh, I was like, yeah, definitely Greer would have been like, oh, she bad too? Oh, this is
I'm going to try to turn her the right way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would have become a whole different thing.
Yeah, because did she have a relationship to have that kid? Or was
it... You know, I hope they get into that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it was, it could have been a friend and they agreed to have a kid. Because it didn't seem that the dad was anywhere around. Well, except no, at the end.
When he's like, yeah, she's with her dad. With her dad. Maybe, it must have been a relationship.
It must have been a relationship. Yeah. Or, you know, it could be a gay man with his kid. And they could, well, no, because I think if it was an arrangement like that, then the guy, the dad would get more time. So maybe it was just an ex or something.
So my prediction for next season is that it's going to end with her losing everybody.
She's got to at some point.
Like, and then they, she's all end up with somebody else. Like, they all, like, he go, Jamie goes back to his wife. Opal gets into something else. I'm just not fucking with her. And then Greer is this, got all the women at the bar.
And then she really hurts Mars's feelings.
Yeah.
She'd have to really hurt his feelings.
What if Mars goes back with her homegirl?
Oh.
With the...
You're right. I think at some point, even if, okay, even
she's
if they...
She's going to get her back.
Even if they come back, let's say like in the middle of the season, whatever, like it's, yeah, I think you're exactly right. She's going to be down in the dumps. She's going to lose everybody. Even the therapist might.
Because she won. She won.
She got to pay the therapist and Art. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She won.
But you know what? She it's got just that... like men in a movie too. Though men in a movie win like that. But normally they make us choose one girl in the movie though.
Yeah,
I ain't never seen no dude come out the other side with all the women.
With all the women. Hell no.
And the money.
And she got the grant. She got the grant.
And the money.
So yeah, she's got everything right now.
So it's got to be stripped away from her then.
She's got to feel it. To be a complete character, she's got to come to terms with all of this. And I'm not saying she ever needs to be in a committed relationship. Well, that doesn't mean that, but she needs to realize what she's doing to people.
Yeah, that her someone used in nature.
And she is honest, but she treat, like I tell my guy friends that, yeah, you tell this girl is not more than this, but you're doing boyfriend things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So some of the stuff she was doing, I mean, they're going on dates, they're having a really good time, you know. It's like she had three boyfriends.
Yeah, you
without the responsibility of having a boyfriend.
Yeah, I want him to her to meet Greer's parents.
Match. I want her to meet her.
No,
match.
Greer's parents. Like, oh, have God. To go out to eat with them. Like, and like, what if they're like super like hoity-toity, but not like him though, but like uppity.
Uppity, right. I want her to meet that kid, Jamie's kid. Because it might touch her heart. You know, you just never know what, because she did like Opal's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe he already met Mars' sister.
Right.
We don't know anything about his parents.
Well, his dad died. I do remember him talking about that.
Oh, right, because his dad is black and his mom is Puerto Rican or whatever. So maybe, yeah. But I was thinking, what if his parents come in town from France or something and like, or flip it, what if they're like white trash, like trashy.
Yeah, trashy. And he's got this image of...
Because he wanted to be something else that he was. Though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. He created this whole thing.
No, but he does know French and all this stuff. But he figured, like, I'm going to move to the States and I'm going
right.
to change up who I am and where I come from.
And my mom was a white French prostitute. My dad was a peddler or whatever.
Yeah, some African blue collar guy.
Right, right.
That was an engineer or something. Not engineer, some
like sanitation or something. Yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
You find out and you're like, yo, this dude Greer is a fraud.
Hey. Yeah. Well, I think I'm excited. Have they said when it's?
It's this time next year. You need to watch Atlanta. I keep telling you, you gotta watch Atlanta, man.
I am. Like I said, we started trying to watch it.
Yeah, you'll be able to binge that. Just it's at half an hour. It's 8 episodes.
Okay.
So you'll be able to binge that.
Oh hell yeah! That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yo, if anybody, the promoter episode is the funniest one. It's a whole episode about being in a club.
Oh God.
Because he's managing his cousin, but it's right. In the club. The whole thing is in the club. So, like, the promoter is like, he's trying to get paid, and the promoter's got all these different doors he's hitting, though, to fall into him. Like secret rooms, like in the middle of the club. Like, he'll be like, oh, man, you want a drink? Yeah, let me get a drink. I'm going to get your money for you. Let's stay right there. And he'll hit a thing, though, and then the door swing around.
And he won't be there.
And he'll turn around and be like, and he'll be gone.
Without his money. Janky promoters.
Yep. That's the whole episode is about that. And him trying to track the dude down.
That's funny.
And his cousin finding out that just because you're popular, you know, don't mean you popular.
Don't I know?
Yeah. So, like, it's ill. You got to watch Atlanta, man.
All right. I'm going to watch it. I'm addicted to cooking shows and baking shows, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Atlanta's good, man. Atlanta's good. They did a whole episode of just all the commercials. Like, you didn't know it was you thought it was the real show.
That's really, who's the writer on that?
Donald Glover.
Nice. I did see that. Okay.
Yeah. Like, so, like, the main character, the Donald Glover's, the dude he's managing, his cousin, is on like a panel like Charlie Rose or, well, it's not Charlie. We can't say Charlie Rose now because he got caught up. Mm-hmm. But like, what's the dude on CNN?
Don Lemon, the black guy?
No, the white guy. The classic.
Conan O'Brien? No. Anderson Cooper.
No, not. It'd be like but what's the old guy that everybody would always get interviewed by?
Bill O'Reilly?
No, on CNN.
I don't remember.
The old guy.
Come on, get Google. That's what I'm quickly. Googling
now. He's got the glasses. He's got that.
I'll know it when you say it. I just can't think of it.
When you say it, too, it's going to make me mad. And people, I know people are shouting at the podcast. And they're like, yo, it's
so-and-so.
I can't even. I'm tripping.
You're going to text me later, yeah, like, it was so-and-so.
Yeah, but it was set up like a little interview, kind of like panel thing, like a little circle panel thing, and they had commercials, but it was like nigga stuff, like Mickey's 40s
or like booty sweat. Remember on that was so funny.
No, then they had Black and Milds. They had no one in Black and Milds. Swisher Sweets. Then they had one with the Charger. I mean, Charger. You know, Black people love a Charger. It was a commercial with Charger. I mean, it was just all stuff like it was great, man. You got a
Grand Prix, baby mama cars, Grand Prix.
I thought Grand Am was like the woman's car.
Maybe it is the Grand Am.
Grand Prix is the dude version.
Oh, okay. And it's the Malibu and the Impala. So like the girl version is the Malibu.
Yep. Monte Carlo for the drug dealing dude.
Stereotypes.
Yeah.
Stereotypes.
I don't even know if it's a stereotype, man. It's the truth. Drug dealer I knew in the 90s had a Monte Carlo SS. Every one of them. Well, thank you again, Nomisha.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let everybody know again where they can hit up all the different stuff you got going on.
So on Instagram, it's Culture Food Group. And then our website is culturestl.weebly. So that's weebly.com.
Larry King.
That's duh, Misha. Larry King. And he loves black women.
Yeah.
I should have remembered that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We keep promoting.
No, it's fine. We do catering. We do meal prep. We do monthly pop-ups. We do romantic couples dinners. It's called Burning Flame.
Burning Flame.
So it's like three courses. We come into your house, bring, you know, glassware, plates, forks, linen. And Chef Jack cooks 3 to 4 courses. We pair it with champagne or wine or whatever. It's real nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we did one for Tim and his family. They really liked it. But yeah, it's dope. And I always do desserts, of course. I bake cakes and stuff. So
where they can hit that up again to get information?
CultureSTL.weebly.com. Everything is on there.
Okay.
Misha Cakes is the cake. So if you just, you know, the little side thing list, all because we so Culture Food Group is our brand, it's our parent company, and then we have all these other things under it. So yeah, but check out Fish and Grits. That's our monthly
Fish
brunch
and grits.
That we do. I got the idea from this thing that travels. I went to it in LA. It's called Grits and Biscuits, but it was just a party, simply a party. It was dope, but it was a house of blues, and it was just all 80s and 90s, and you dance till you sweat. I'm talking about hip hop.
Dang. I think I've heard of this party, though.
And it travels. It goes to different places, yeah.
Did it came to St. Louis, didn't it?
No, because I would have been there.
Was it the pageant?
Now I have to look it up, because if it did, I might cry.
I thought it may have. I'm not sure about that. What was it called?
It's called Grits and Biscuits. It's called Grits and Biscuits, a Dirty South set. And it's all Dirty South music, and it's just so freaking dope.
26. So the Houston edition was November 24th. The New Orleans edition, November 25th. But it's always, I won't say it's always at a House of Blues, but every time I've seen it, it's been at a House of Blues. And like they always say, no VIP. But yeah, let me see if there's like a...
Yeah, no, it's not one. It's never been. Because I was putting it in with St. Louis to see if it came up for some other times. No.
Yeah, but it's so freaking dope. And you just dance. And this is, you just dance. Everybody's dancing. They have different DJs come on.
Damn.
And it's so dope. So that's how we originally got the idea. And of course, because we cook, we added like the food aspect to it. But this is just people having fun.
Damn, that's an amazing amount of people. Mm-hmm. Oh, they got the no VIP t-shirt.
Yeah. And that's how it is. I mean, with House of Blues, so they don't have a VIP, but House of Blues, you can be a member. And so you can get into certain spots. Yeah, so that's the only, right. So that's the only VIP they had, but they didn't have any other VIP. It's just everybody standing on the floor, just sweating. I'm talking about, my hair was like stuck to me. My hair was down.
You said you went to Atlanta?
LA.
LA? Oh, yeah. Snap.
That was the first one I ever went to was in LA. But I've been a couple times in LA, but I haven't been in any other cities. But I know they move around.
2010, wow. Mm-hmm. That's when it started, damn.
That's and that's probably when I went. I think I went in 11 or 12. So, yeah. And I think I went in 11 or 12. And they had blown up that big. If they just started in 2010.
Yeah.
Where did they say where they started?
That's what I'm trying to look up now and see.
Because they blew up.
Yeah, it doesn't say where they started.
That thing was so packed.
I'm about to check this out.
But it's a dope concept, so we're trying to get St. Louis to party. They just want to come eat our food because our food is good.
Yeah, people already know. We got to get them.
Yeah, so we're just trying
to get them back to
where it used to be. Yeah, man. We can talk about that forever.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back again. Peace. Last night, that is past tense. Popping shit and acting better as a has-been. Clocking dollars every second, trying to cash in. And if somebody want what he got, better ask him. To be honest, you never know me. It's funny how you give orders like you want me. Want me lost in the wilderness, sad and lonely. Never know.